What's up, everybody? Taylor Price here at your service for another round of Niner Talk, the show on 49ers.com that allows me to answer your Twitter questions from our diehard faithful fans. You guys did your job with the questions this week. Now it's my turn to earn my paycheck and answer them for you. First up, someone named Fresh wants to know, do you think Ian Williams will be a week one starter again? Well, Fresh, I don't think we can crown him the starting nose tackle just yet. Glenn Dorsey is going to have plenty to say about that. But I spoke with Ian at the end of the season, and he said he was confident about being a full go for the offseason program. He was hampered by an ankle injury. He broke it in week two last year at Seattle, but he made great strides in his rehab. And the same can be said for Dorsey, who picked up the ball and ran with it in 2013. I think both those guys are going to renew their competition this offseason, and that only bodes well for San Francisco's defensive line depth going into 2014. Rudy has our next question. With 5-foot addition to the uprights, will the retractable uprights be a thing of the past at Levi's Stadium? Well, as the great Lee Corso would say, not so fast. The retractable uprights are very much a thing of the future at Levi's, and just like the Bermuda turf that's being installed this week, our field will be just like the Masters fairways, and that's something that all the players and fans are going to love. 49ers Quest for Six writes in with, what do you think of Brandon Lloyd? Well, I'm curious, like many of you, to see how much spring the soon-to-be 33-year-old receiver has left in his step. When he joins the team this offseason, it'll be interesting to see how much game he still has. But I remember Lloyd's first tour with the 49ers, and he was known for outrageous downfield receptions. Over the years, he evolved as a player, became better as a route runner, and became a reliable pass catcher for many teams. Now he's coming back in 2014, out of football in 2013. Now we're going to see that he's motivated and wants to win a Super Bowl right here with the 49ers. Belgian Magic, which I'm a big believer of, has our next question. Will the Niners trade up in the draft? Never say never. We did it last year with Eric Reed, and look how great that turned out. The Niners are in a very similar position, drafting in the back end of round one, with plenty of ammunition to move up and grab a player that they've coveted all along. Trent Baalke is an excellent poker player this time of the year, and it's hard to know where he's leaning. The GM surely has someone picked for number 30, and it wouldn't be out of character for him to move up and make a selection in the middle of the draft. So don't be surprised if it happens this coming year. Wrapping things up this week, Orlando writes in, if you could choose one coach to guest host the show, who would you choose? Great question, Big O. Jim Harbaugh would be a natural choice because of his engaging personality. The 10-year-old fan of me would say Tom Rathman because he's a living legend in my book. But my real answer, Orlando, that would have to be the one, the only Mr. Jim Tom Sula. I've worked with him the longest, and he's always picking up the energy of the people inside this building. And not to mention, he would bring some quality mustache time to this here show.